Hallelujah. I want to continue. Do you remember what we said? Anybody remember where we were to start? Everybody forget? We are talking about love's way is the best way. Love way is God's way. Love's way is what? God's way. And it is what? The best way. We could say it's the only way. We could say it. That's good. That's right. And then 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for what? God is love. God is love. Let's pick up where we said we were going to pick up. Nobody told me where to do it, so I guess. No. No, Matthew 22. There you go. Somebody got it. That's where we said we're going to pick up. We were right in the middle of it. I read it. I said, we're going to pick up here next Wednesday night. Let me talk to you from the Holy Ghost. That's okay. Huh? Hallelujah. They asked him, asked Jesus, what was the greatest commandment? And this was in 22. The 34th verse says, a Pharisee heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence. They was gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him. See, they didn't really wanted any true information from him. They always was trying to make Jesus look bad, trying to find fault. They tried to find fault in him. They didn't ask him a question for true information for eternal life and why he was here. They thought he was a fraud. That's what they thought he was. He was a threat to them because he did what they couldn't do, what they were not doing. So anytime you do something and you're supposed to be the hot shot in town, and he was showing them up, they supposed to be the righteous folks, and they wasn't doing any good deed like he was doing. So they were always trying to trap him. Even when they brought the woman that was caught in an act of adultery, they weren't concerned about that woman. They were trying to trap Jesus. So they asked him this question. And now I'm going to talk to you from what the Lord said as far as he'll let me go. And so he said in the verse 36, and the Master, which is the greatest? This is what they asked. Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? See, they knew the law. A 12-year-old Hebrew boy could quote the law verbatim, the five books of the law, Genesis, the Numbers, Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They could, a 12-year-old Jewish boy could quote them verbatim because that's what they taught. So they knew the law. They knew what it said, you know, how to read it, quote it. That's amazing. But that's what history tells us, that they could do that. So they asked him a question because they knew, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. See, they knew that was in there. Remember in Deuteronomy, when he told them that you shall love the Lord thy God and no other gods you have before, they knew it was in there. And so let's go ahead and get to this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? With all thy heart. I want you to listen to what Jesus is saying now. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. How much? With all thine heart. With all thy soul. That's the intellect. Soulish man. And all thy mind. That's your mind will where you make decisions. Your mind has several parts. Mind, will, emotion. Your soul does. And mind, will, emotion has several parts. And you're to, notice he said with all your heart, that's your spirit. All your soul. Every part of your soul, your being. And then he said, this is what? The first and great commandment. Notice he didn't say greatest. He's the first and great commandment. Because there's another one go with it just as great. That's why he didn't say this is the first and greatest. He said the first and great. Because there's two of them. Hallelujah. You ever see any twins, you said, and you could see them, you could tell them apart real easy. But then you see another set of twins, you have trouble telling them apart. Because you said, they identical twins. That's what you say with. And so, and you know, sometimes you're confused one with the other one. You call the other one name, and you're trying to call this one. You know, you're thinking this, the one you call the other one name for this one. Well, these commandments are twin, identical. And it's, can you understand that? And so he said, the second is like unto it. In other words, the second is just like the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How? What harm will you do to yourself in your right mind? People get demon possessed and all that and do silly things. But will you cheat yourself? Will you steal from yourself? Will you lie to yourself? You won't do it on purpose. With what knowledge you have, would you lie to yourself? Will you slap yourself upside the head and just beat yourself up? Will you cuss yourself out? Huh? He said, if you're going to do that to yourself, don't do it to your neighbor. And Jesus said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, right?